I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
School in winter, but I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may, may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Trust in America. You don't mind if I speak a few words, do you? How many of you went out to Cal Pines and watched the fireworks last night? I know this is 4th of July, but our Star Spangled Banner song came because we had men of the service that all night withstood a bombardment of rockets and cannon fire. And all night they put up with that. And that's where we got our national anthem song from. And for our active duty and our people that have served in the military, I know this isn't Veterans Day and this isn't Memorial Day, but we speak English and we have freedoms we've made. You stood in front of the enemy for us so that we could have our freedom. And I thank you and I salute you.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims bright, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Our fathers, God, to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may holy light protect us by thy might, great God our King.
You know, I'm a kind of patriot myself, so is my mother. So this poem we dedicated to her. All right. Called Mother's IOUs. You know, most of the people look through their wallets and their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom, that's the credit card, baby pictures, and green stamps. You usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I had run across a whole bunch of IOUs. Many of them, many years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now it might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Said, Mom, are you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things, a lot of favors, like night watching, for instance, for laying awake nights listening for coughs and cries and squeaking floorboards, me coming in too late. Said, you have the eye of the eagle, the roar of a lion, but you've always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services at a short order cook or chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and a big old scrapping boy out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services for the daily scrubbing of the face and the ears, all work done by hand. For the frequent dusting of the bottom of the small boy pants to try to make you so he wouldn't be messing up too bad. He had a spotless life, and the washing and ironing no laundry could ever do. For trying to cure your childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as an angel, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples. Lord knows, I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through the measles and mumps and bruises and bumps and splinters and praying feet. Do not forget medical advice either, oh no. Important things like, don't scratch it or it won't get well if you cross your eye or mistake that way. And probably most important of all, sure you've got all clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. Now, you for the veterinarian services for feeding every old off dog that drove home on the end of the road, and for eating the pain to puppy love. How are you for entertainment that kept the house going through some pretty tough times, and for a reduction at Christmas, 4th of July birthdays, for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, and hope, and somehow you made them all dust to sky. And for cementing a family together from the worst kind of shock and blows, and for laying down a good strong foundation to build a life on. Thank you for carrying me on your books with the necessities of life. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never forget, when there were only two pieces of apple pie left and 300 people, I noticed that you were the one that suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a few things that are long due for the person I owed it to was very, very cute. She managed to question me by doing without a whole lot of things. She needed herself. I owe you that to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But the nicest thing about it is that I know that she would make the entire bill paid in full for just a little kiss, and I love you.
Thank you.
I've seen in my youth my daddy used to drive the things that his family would need. All he ever got was a bad thing or a stupid amount. But you know, our old fire never flickered once. And all these things went wrong. My mom overtook him with the gun. My mom was in school. I've been wrong for sleep many nights to the two boyfriend we had in Jesus. And good morning, Rock Bay, great beach in the Indian. Daddy would take the Bible. He would read it, or he would read it out and all. I always thought our home would wet when he would sing one of the singers' songs. Ships are dead known first, I guess, and Tom, John, and Dale, but then my daddy's hair turned white and had me on the plane. And my daddy back in the weeds, going on mama's leaves, blue straw. Those was the happiest days of my life. I guess the old home place is still standing. Although I don't get to go back anymore. There are no voices to fill the hall or to put the dead. So you see, my mother shakes her head now around God's open throne. But I'll always believe the room is a better place. If it were not, I'm on the same song.
You all know God Bless America, and that Irving Berlin wrote this song, but I didn't realize some of the history of Irving Berlin, and it's really appropriate, I think. So I'd like to read just a little bit of that to you. He says, "I came here as an immigrant from Russia in 1893, and whatever success I have had as a songwriter, I owe to this country." When Berlin was 80 years old, and that was 1968, he chose to perform God Bless America on the Ed Sullivan television show. You remember Ed Sullivan. And he said, "I've tried to express my feelings in God Bless America, a song which is an expression of my gratitude to the country that inspired it." And I was thinking that those people who came out of places that didn't have any freedom are much more aware of how important it is, and maybe don't take it for granted as much. I know Andy said that his parents have come over here from Greece, and those of us who were born here sometimes are maybe not as aware that those freedoms can be lost. And as I read this, I was thinking about a scripture back in Deuteronomy, and God told his people, warned them, that if they did forget what he had done, that there would be consequences. So this, I'd just like to share these few scriptures with you. It's out of Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it's verses 10 and 11, and then a couple more, 19 and 20. It says, "When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord in not keeping his commandments and judgments and his statutes, which I command you. It shall be, if you do at all forget the Lord and walk after other gods and serve them, I testify against you that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God." And of course, he's warning his people Israel, but I'm wondering what he's seeing when he looks down on our country and the things that we are in many ways being disobedient to. So I hope as a remnant, those who belong to him will maybe, like the pastor said this morning in his message, be more diligent about watching for those things that would be warning signs